The following telephone recordings were made by Ben Decibel in January 1975. Tandem stacking was a phone freak way of playing with the phone network. This was a way of making a call go back and forth across the country many times, and usually you would either call the phone next to you or you'd call another phone freak. Certainly the quality of the connection you'd get wouldn't be good enough for an average conversation, but the cool thing about it was that you would make a phone call that was so long that you could really feel the depth of it. It took on a third dimension of depth. This technique, which I'll call classic tandem stacking, since Captain Crunch and the Esquire article made it famous, was possible because of a quirk in certain tandems that made up the long-distance network of the 1970s and maybe even early 80s. Number one crossbar tandems, also called crossbar tandems or XBTs for short. Well, there were certain XBTs that would allow you to stack. Youngstown, Ohio was one of them. Here, Ben uses it to call the phone next to him through many, many links. Step one was to get onto the long-distance network, usually by just simply dialing a long-distance call. Anything that was more than about 75 miles out would go over a type of carrier system that would respond to 2600. The number that's ringing at this point doesn't matter. What's important is that this call has gone over a trunk from New York to a distant 4A, which can be reset by 2600. That's the supervision handshake, off-hook, on-hook. And now it's waiting for new digits, which Ben will supply. Stopping the tape now, what he dialed was 216-054-064. These are old routing codes. The network of the 1970s had routing codes for tandems in all major cities. The first code, 216-054, is the routing code for Youngstown, Ohio. The 064 in the area code of 216 is the routing code for Canton, Ohio. Both of these are crossbar tandems. When Ben keys in this sequence, the 4A into which he is keying picks up a trunk to Youngstown, Ohio, and sends 064. That tick is the 4A cutting through to Youngstown, Ohio after having sent 064. Now, what does Youngstown do with the 064? Well, it picks up a trunk to Canton. That's the code for Canton. But having been sent only the routing code and no digits to follow it, it simply dumps us into the Canton trunk without sending anything. In other words, it stacks. That's the sound of Youngstown, Ohio, dumping us into a trunk to Canton. And that's the handshake from Canton. Canton, Ohio is now ready to receive digits. That's 054-064. This causes Canton to pick up a trunk to Youngstown and send 064. Now we're in Youngstown again, which stacks into Canton, and then Canton gives us the handshake. And we'll do another 054-064. Now we're in Youngstown again. Youngstown stacks to Canton. That's the handshake, and here we go again. Same digits. Youngstown. Canton. Handshake. Now the connection has gotten so long that the handshake is all you can hear. Now on that supervision flash, you could really hear multiple links both on the off-hook and the on-hook. He's going around again. That was such a short flash that you didn't get to hear all the on-hooks. You've been listening to the beginning of the original 1975 tape, stretched to allow me to describe what's going on. Let me go back and play this part again without stopping to talk on it. So what happened there? He keyed it in again and nothing happened.
Yep, well, we would be a lot better off if there could be four-wire tandem stacks.
Reminiscing about stacking with Bill from New York.
Every time it got squeezed down to two wires, you had quite a bit of loss and reflection and distortion, and you could even hear on some of the clicks as it started to soup. The ones off in the distance were not only low in level, but they were certainly narrow in frequency response.
And that's the limitation of this technique, because the tones have got to go through all that crap, to quote Captain Crunch, in order to be heard at the other end. And as you make a longer call, the tones get lower and more distorted.
Yeah.
Anyway, now that his tones have not been heard, he is going to have to whistle off again and completely discard what he has built. Go back to the very first. It's like back to square one.
And with any luck, he'll remember how many times he did it, so he can go just up to that point, so he could call himself.
Exactly. Yeah, it was always sort of like almost a chicken game. You know, how many can you get on? You know, can I get one more? And then, like, oh, damn, lost the whole thing, and you got to start all over again.
Yeah, which is why it was a great myth that you could tie up the whole network just by stacking enough tandems.
Yeah, I was going to say, the longest tandem stack that I can find is when maybe we got, like, maybe 26, 27 links.
Wow.
In fact,
I'm rather surprised we got that many.
Yeah, I mean, that's the longest one I've found. And that's the problem. The original Esquire article said something to the effect, if I recall correctly, of Captain Crunch saying that maybe three phone freaks could tie up the nationwide long-distance network using this technique.
Yeah.
Now, let's just do a little arithmetic. We know that we can only get 30 links max on any one call using this technique, right?
Right.
The average phone freak has two lines.
There's 60.
Okay, and let's say we got two phone freaks with two lines and one with three lines, just to be liberal here.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, that is 210.
Okay.
Now, 210 links, I guess maybe you could busy out one trunk group for which there would be alternate routing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's hardly a threatening act.
No, wouldn't think so. No. And the network was wonderfully robust. It was pretty hard for any individuals to do anything to it.
There are places that have fewer than that many trunks, but those are small communities, not crossbar tandems. And you can't go in and out of Podunk, Arizona using this technique. You could go in once. You can make one phone call. I won't theorize as to how the hyperbole came about there.
I think we all know.
Even as a mischief device, this is a very poor technique.
You know, assuming they were motivated, and that's a big assumption.
What I remember our attitude was this was just a wonderful thing. It was
a wonderful
system. When I listen to this, I mean, in a minute, we're going to actually hear when he successfully calls the phone next to him. And it is just so cool. I guess we should say something about the tone applier.
That people must be wondering about what that sort of busy signal sound is.
Yeah, every time we get a supervision off hook, except for the first time when he whistled off initially, there's this bop type sound. That is the tone out of which busy signal is made, and that is being put on the line by Forest Hills, his originating
toll tandem.
Toll tandem, yes. And that's why we're hearing that on the handshakes. It's not part of the handshake. It's actually something that Forest Hills adds. The reason it does that is because in the old days, busy signals used to flash supervision, and it was thought that if the call was so long...
Given what we're discussing.
Right. Not this long, but
Nothing was ever this long. At least we hope it never was.
Right.
But you could see where you might get, if there was a busy signal flashing at the far end, you could kind of lose that in the clicking.
Right.
So it was felt that they had to reapply the busy tone locally.
One of the things he always does first when he calls himself is that he just flashes. He picks up the phone and hangs it up, but not long enough to charge the call.
Shorter and shorter. Almost there. Ah, there you go.
Yeah, he's doing short flashes.
Yes. And sometimes they're so short they don't even get all the way back.
Lines were on for the last flash. Let's do that again. Keep them both on.
Now he's been off hook long enough to charge himself, so he
lost the tone applier.
Right.
Now just a coiled end. We've already souped long enough to charge. First line. spacesuit on the cord line and flash down. Shorter and longer, 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 longer. Back to the called line.
Now I change my mind. First it's flash forward from the called end. From the calling end, sorry.
I guess we should describe what he means by flash forward. I guess the proper term is ring forward, isn't it?
Normally that's what they called it, yes. Which is to send a short burst to 2600, and with any luck, these are all toll tandem, so they tended to want to repeat the signal along the way, which makes a wonderful sound.
Now, in the actual network, the ring forward was used for...
To signal an operator if they had put up a connection and you needed it back on the line, your local operator could hit a ring key, which would send a little chirp of 2600 down the line, and that would make something flash where the connection was.
And when you get a connection this long and you ring forward, assuming that it passes it along, which this one does...
Oh, yeah.
You get to hear that little burst of forward on hook being sent, you know, just very slowly, one, then the next, then the next, then the next, all the way down.
Yep, just cascading down. You can count the links.
And he does that with the tape recorder on, you know, first on the calling line and the called line.
Okay, let's flash forward to the calling end there. This is 148 at the beginning, then all crossbar. Okay, now we'll hang up the calling end. Get ready for this. Here we go. I'm gonna make sure we're recording. Yes, we are, so we're gonna disconnect.
There was something about sitting on a connection like that late at night, I mean, even if you were alone.
Oh, yeah.
It was, I mean, this may sound nuts, but it was a comparable experience to being up on a beautiful mountaintop and looking down at the clouds below and having this beautiful vista and just being there and hanging out there.
Yeah. The network was, it was certainly my environment.
I certainly, lived in it for years.
Yes.
Not on it, in it.
Yeah, in it. Within it. Surrounded by it. until it went away.
Yep.
Slowly, it went away.
And you know, I didn't appreciate the 1980s at all.
We're sorry.
Yeah. Lots of 1As, but at least they clicked.
And at least there was so much old stuff left. But at that point, I really considered it a dead interest. And, you know, occasionally I would perk up my ears when something new happened. You know, like the Centrex bugs. Let's see. Why don't we listen to the longest stack I could find in all of the tape libraries.
Ah, yes.
And try to approximately count the links. I should warn you that there are a few of what I think are non-SF links in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not...
Do you know what the path was?
This one he didn't record the setup.
Ah.
He just, you know, stacked it up and then
said... I'd love to know where he went.
Yeah, I would too.
This is an amazing tandem stack. It's very long. You'll hear my flash through and then my disconnect. Listen to the echo. Echo? Echo? Ben, how are you? I have my lines tied. Oh, this is amazing. Amazing? Okay, let's flash through. Stand by. We're now on the receiving end. Let me flash from the calling end with 26.
Unfortunately, one of his links is not ringing forward, so that actually isn't going all the way down the line.
All right, let me do it again. A little longer. Okay, let me flash this side. And now, here is the disconnect. Wow.
Darn close to 30.
You think so?
I think it's possible.
Wow. That's the longest one I could find.
That's awesome. That is truly awesome. I think I recall doing that to Al Diamond once.
What, calling him up? And
he was real funny, like, you know, because he liked to, like, either pretend or whatever that he didn't really like phone freaks or something. So if he came through a couple of links, he might not talk to you.
Right.
And so I couldn't resist, and I just rang him up. And when I think it was, like, the first night that I discovered that you could do this. And so I think at the end of the night, I think I called Al Diamond and just let him have it, basically. Answered the phone, and I just cleared.
He answered and you like whistled off or hung up?
Yeah, they just whistled off or hung up. I'm not sure which.
Oh, you don't like calls from freaks, huh? Well.
We should ask him what he thought about that.
Oh, my. Well, that 914 land was certainly a stacker's paradise.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they all did pretty much. I think Monticello did.
Monticello, yeah. Did Monticello?
I'm not sure.
I know Mount Kisco, I think, did.
Mount Kisco is so restricted, though. Could you ever get out of Mount Kisco?
Mm. You know what else stacked? You're going to believe this. VZ Tandem 1 stacked.
Oh, it had a lot of toll centers, you know. 046 to get you to Morristown, you know. 057.
If you think that conversation's obnoxious, just wait till we've had a couple of beers. Anyway, that's it for this segment. There probably will eventually be some more segments on stacking here because there were other tapes of stacking and also some other methods. But that's it for now. If you want to hear this again, I'd strongly recommend downloading it to your hard drive from the GroupBell download page because I've got a higher quality Real Audio version. Real Audio is not kind to all the clicks and clunks, but the higher quality version does better. And I think this one is worth downloading and playing off a hard drive, because that way you can get the clicks and clunks the way they really were, or closer at least.